And well, we had our old buddy who wanted to come in here and give us some basketball advice, but I guess he's gone. Oh, is he there?
Yeah,
well, go ahead and open the door for him. It's our maintenance man here in the building, Clarence Murphy.
Yeah.
Hey, Clarence.
Yeah.
How are you?
How y'all doing?
All right, come
Thanks
on in.
For all that applause.
Have a seat. I just got to tell you to kind of keep it brief because we need to get to sports.
Well, I was down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench. Wait, I'm sorry, told you this story before.
No.
Anyway, I had the radio tuned to 1310 because I wanted to hear some big band music. But instead, I hear that you guys are now on this frequency.
No, I have been for 15 years now, Clarence.
Well, I heard y'all talking about football and baseball and basketball. and I understand y'all are going to be playing a game soon against some females.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, actually, is when the game is.
Well, I wanted to help you guys and offer my assistance if y'all need an assistant coach or something.
I think we're okay.
I got basketball experts.
Oh, you do?
I started playing basketball in 1903.
Well, I didn't know you were that old.
Yeah, it was when it was the CBA, the Caucasian Basketball Association.
That's what they called it?
Yeah, that's why I was so surprised when they started the NBA, because I was like, damn, they're going to use that word?
Oh, my gosh, Clarence.
Anyway, in 1903, we only had three-man teams, and we played with a medicine ball, and we'd throw that into a fruit basket.
Medicine ball.
So I played for a few years, finally lost interest because I went through so many fruit baskets.
Well, sure, yeah.
Plus, I had diarrhea.
How did you
force you to quit?
How'd you bounce a medicine ball?
So then in 1941...
What?
I was in college again on the GI Bill, and I had some eligibility left, so I was playing point forward.
Uh-huh. Point forward. You were the first point forward.
First one, yeah. And we were playing a game and ended up winning we were in a play-in game, and we won a whole enchilada in college.
They didn't have play-in games back then.
Yeah, it was me, Bob Cousy.
Yeah.
Henry the Eighth.
Uh-huh.
Jim Bowie.
Okay, this is made up.
Popeye Jones. And it seemed like there was a local Dallas Fort Worth media member in there.
Really?
Somewhere.
Who could be?
There was a female.
A female.
Does mornings. Cynthia is Hispanic. Or however you say your name.
Is it Gary, I think?
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
I think you're making this up, Clarence.
And we were playing the Krauts. Hitler running the point, and Himmler was a big man.
Why did they have a college team?
Seemed like old Mussolini was playing, too, and after they lost, they strung him up from the rim.
God. They had a team in the NCAA tournament?
That's right, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, and so...
Now, what college were you playing for?
America.
America College?
Okay. Mm. Who guarded Hitler? Popeye Jones?
No one wanted to guard Hitler. Kind of let him do whatever he wanted. Uh-huh. We knew he'd screw it up sooner or later.
Right.
Well, then, in 2002...
It doesn't make any sense.
I ran a basketball camp with Tony Dumas, Chris Anstey, and Dennis Hopper.
Okay.
Dennis Hopper, what was he doing there?
Well, he helped me emphasize the fundamentals, and that's why I want to offer you guys my service, because I've run basketball camps, I've won the NCAA tournament,
and I
invented basketball with fruit baskets.
All right, what should we do?
Well, George, let me show you.
All right.
See that? That's a two-hand chest pass.
Okay, we can use that. All right.
Got to do that. You can run the Princeton backdoor play.
Okay.
Keep your hands up on defense.
Uh-huh.
C-man, C-ball.
Okay, good principle there.
Keep your feet moving.
Yeah.
Close down those passing lanes and run the picket fence.
That's what Dennis Hopper said, I guess.
You get in trouble, run the four corners. Wait, y'all got a black guy, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can run it normally, and that's all right. Anyway, I'll see y'all at the game.
Okay. Thanks for those tips.
Clarence
Murphy, our maintenance man, with some basketball tips for tomorrow night. It's 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What is the biggest show coming?